The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk.
I think the heat has got to your control panel, it
wanted to keep playing that jingle no matter what I did. It just kept playing the jingle.
Only the same one. Cut your favourite song off as well.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
Don't know. Mm. There you go. Cool. Anyway, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host today is Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How are you?
Good afternoon, listener. I'm great, thanks. Yeah, the summer that keeps on giving.
Absolutely.
We've had a bit of World Cup action, haven't we? We did all right in that. We've just had the golf, the Open Championship of the weekend. That was amazing. Don't know if there's any golfers in the room. Probably not. Just me.
Golf.
And now we've got a sizzling hot summer as well to go with it.
I wonder what you were going to say there. Sizzling. Sizzling sausages. Yeah.
Had a couple of those at the weekend. They were nice.
I bet you did.
On the barbecue. So what a great summer we're having.
Mmm. It's warm.
And a lot of people might think that everybody's on holiday, but they're not.
Are they not?
No, well, we're here.
Well, that's true.
We're still working. There's at least five of us that are still busy working.
That is very true. Absolutely. Cool. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at Operational Accounting Systems, who provide software and support for all your processes and all your uses to organise your thing. What?
Can you just turn my mic up a bit? I can't hear myself very well.
You can't hear yourself in the mic?
No.
Okay. I'll sort that out.
Okay. That's Jenna and Bruce from OAS, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed, yeah.
In fact, they've got a little, talking about holidays and people still being at work, they've got a workshop coming up very shortly, haven't they? Did you know about that?
I did see something about it. Do you have any details on it?
I do. It's on Tuesday the 7th of August at their offices. I believe they're based down in Y, aren't they? Briar Close Business Park. Yeah, down in Wye.
Why are you asking me that?
Well, because they're a show sponsor. I would expect you to know where they're based.
Oh, I know where they're based. Why are you asking me why?
Oh, okay. He's trying to... Okay. Yeah. Right, moving on.
Sorry, Martin, sorry. Do you know they're based between Ashford and Canterbury?
In Wye?
In a village called Wye, yeah.
Anyway, it's Tuesday the 7th of August and it's 9:30 to 11. So this is Jenna and Bruce from OAS. And what they're going to be doing is helping businesses understand contact management for their business during the summer months. So what do you do in terms of keeping in touch with staff, keeping in touch with customers, crucially, during these summer months? So, it's a free to attend session. It's 9:30 to 11. And again, all the details for that are on the Supply My Business community page on the website.
Fantastic. Thank you, Martin. Apparently, everyone can hear you fine.
Yeah, it's just myself. I can't hear myself very well, but it's fine.
Try turning up your headphones.
I've done that. Anyway, not to worry.
You sure?
Yeah.
You could always use the other set of headphones there.
I think we should introduce our guests.
Go on then, go for it.
We've got Adrian Dente with us today.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Adrian, from McIntyre Hudson.
Absolutely.
MHA McIntyre Hudson.
Mm.
And Adrian's going to be up first talking to us about the positives of restructuring your business.
That's an in-joke, ladies and gentlemen.
During times of difficulty. Yeah. We've got Emily, who's our employment law solicitor expert from Jarman's.
Good afternoon.
And we've got David Burton from QBH Solutions. And David really specialises, I think, in a much undervalued side of business, which is business process, and in particular, quality management systems. Mm. So,
good afternoon, everybody.
Cool.
So hopefully we're going to have a nice rounded business discussion today.
Absolutely. With some sensible people.
I can hear myself better now.
Can you?
So you've obviously done something.
Yeah. Maybe your ears have popped.
I think that's it.
But you probably landed or something.
That's what's happened. My ears have popped. Good.
Well, anyway, thank you for joining us. You can get in touch with us on the show if you want to, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can actually call me on Ashford, 01233 220035. That's 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get in touch with us and to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. We have already had quite a few tweets, and we shall be reading some of them out
from some golfers.
Have we had tweets from golfers?
I don't know, have we?
I don't know. Why would we get tweets from golfers?
I can't be the only person that's interested in golf.
No, you must be.
I'm interested.
David.
I'm not saying I play, but I'm interested.
Were you glued to the telly on Sunday watching Molinari win the Open?
I want to say yes.
But you weren't.
I want to say yes.
Well, you've got a young family, so it's difficult, isn't it?
I guess.
Anyway,
I've got some highlights. I've got some highlights. Fantastic.
Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant week.
I've no idea what he's talking about.
I have no clue either.
Yeah, we can care less.
We can move on now. I've got my little golf thing out the way. We can move on.
Okay, good. Thank you for that.
I think my mum and dad are listening again, so... They know what I'm talking about. Olive and Peter, they know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm really sorry about this, folks. I'm sorry that you've been made to listen to this. It's really not good, is it?
Yeah. Hello, Martin's mum and dad.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway... funnily enough, we were talking earlier about the range of people that listen in, and the first tweet we've got is from Norway.
Ah. Wow.
There you go. Although it is a regular listener from here, but they happen to be in Norway at the moment.
Who's that?
It's from the lovely Kate at Athelbrae.
Oh, okay.
And Kate and Keith are, they say hello from the North Sea, actually. Mm. But I can tell from the picture they're in a fjord in Norway.
It must be swimmable.
It says we're celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary by listening to the Business Bunker, as you do. Cruising in Norway with the family. We're sea kayaking and drinking cocktails. And could you shout out that if people want to talk to us, they can still get in touch with me by emailing kate@athelbrae.co.uk.
You're never on holiday, are you?
No.
When you run a business, you're never on holiday.
Absolutely. And Athelbrae, a management training company, for those that don't know, and very good they are too, and they're all running loads and loads of courses. So if you want to talk to Kate, just wish them a happy anniversary, really, by sending her
I'm going to drop a quick email about work and see how long it takes her to respond.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful time in the fjords of Norway there. Cool.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Do you want to do something?
Yeah, we need to talk about our hosts, don't we? Kent Space, because they've got another networking evening tomorrow night. So it starts at 5:30.
Are you making this up on the hoof or are you reading the email I've got about it?
No, I don't need to read the email.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just checking.
The lovely Vicky earlier on when I arrived. Yes, I've got my finger on the pulse, my friend.
You certainly have, yeah.
So it's 5:30, and I think last time the Ashford Borough Council couldn't actually make it, could they? They can make it.
It was too far to come.
So they're going to be talking about...
Yes, round the corner.
So they're giving a presentation tomorrow night all about the grant incentives that are available to businesses in the Ashford Borough, which will be quite interesting. So if you are domicile in the Borough of Ashford and you'd like some free money, come along tomorrow night and there might well be some on offer. Hmm. So it's 5:30 at Kent Space at the Letchset Building in Ashford.
Yeah, Wooden Road, until 8 o'clock. It's worth coming along because there's actually, being serious for a moment, there's a lot of stuff happening in Ashford, a lot. Hmm. You know, they're extending the MacArthur Glen Outlet Centre.
Roadworks.
Yeah, well, the roadworks are all there because of all the roadworks going on.
Yes. Lots of roadworks.
Yeah, well, they've opened a creative quarter. Mm-hmm. There's talk about opening hot desking space. There's all kinds of things happening, and they've just recently opened a new college and all the rest of it. So lots of work going on.
Kent Space themselves have just opened two new floors.
Two new floors on the top of the building.
So, and I have it on good authority from Vicky that there are still a couple of office suites left. So if you are thinking about relocating to a wonderful air-conditioned state-of-the-art office space in Ashford, then pop by Kent Space and have a chat with Vicky, and I'm sure she'll show you around.
Oh, if you come tomorrow night, you can kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
As a tenant here, I can thoroughly endorse what a fabulous place it is to be. The staff are absolutely brilliant here. It's a lovely location. What's not to like?
And the temperature in here at the moment is a lovely 16 degrees, something like
perfect.
That, I reckon. So I know it's 30 outside. So if you're struggling in an office that isn't air conditioned, it's time you relocated.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent about getting a Business Bunker shout out. She says, but I'm cheering on the Bowel Cancer UK riders at Kingston on Sunday. And I'd like to donate my weekly Business Bunker shout out to say thank you from the heart of my bottom to all the Ride London, Bowel Cancer UK and Bowel Cancer Cyclists raising vital funds for charity. And then she's got hashtag never too young, hashtag bowel cancer. So, Kim, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. Please do support that. It's a fantastic thing that these people are doing. Please support that. And thank you, Kim, for raising it and donating your Business Bunker shout out to such a fabulous cause.
Mm. Well, while we're on charity then, mm-hmm. we should talk about Terry Botfield's charity dinner mm-hmm. that he's holding to raise funds for CARM. Mm-hmm. Now, CARM is a local Romney Marsh based charity that looks after elderly, vulnerable people.
Right, okay.
And make sure that they're cared for and that somebody pops around to visit them. So obviously it's all run by volunteers. Mm-hmm. And on Friday the 14th of September at the Ship Inn in Dymchurch, they're having a lovely charity dinner to raise funds for that charity. It's a three-course meal. Two of Harps are going to be there.
Oh, are they? They're brilliant.
They're all over the place at the
moment.
Yeah,
they're brilliant.
Have you seen the two ladies from Two of Harps?
No, I've seen them.
Yeah, they're amazing. Everywhere at the moment. And Stuart Weller's going to be there doing some magic.
Bit of magic. Bit of close-up
well.
Magic.
Oh, it's good he is.
But a sleight of hand.
Mm. Yeah.
In fact, Adrian, you and I see quite a bit of Stuart
at
our networking meeting.
Yeah.
And he always raises a smile, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when the tricks go wrong.
Raises pulses.
Not that that ever happens.
Yeah. I could recommend Stuart as well. Fantastic guy.
Yeah, we all know Stuart.
Guy,
yeah. Brilliant.
Lovely
good.
Fella. Yeah.
So if you're interested in going along to that, and why wouldn't you be if you're based down on the marsh, it's Friday the 14th of September at the Ship Inn. Terry@botfield.net is your contact for that. Well done, Terry.
Terry Botfield.
I've had a slightly worrying tweet from Tenston Toilets.
Oh, no.
Mm. Apparently it's windy.
It's windy, isn't
it? In the toilets, apparently. which has sparked a little... Yeah, exactly. It's, funnily enough, David, the next tweet after that is exactly a gif of that. David is wafting his hand, and Neville has supplied us with gif of... exactly that. So I'm not sure what that's about, but I'm sure Laura will enlighten us.
That's exactly what you want in a public loo, isn't it? A bit of wind to just kind of disperse the smells.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's no wind at the moment, is there? That's the thing. Trying to sleep at night time is impossible.
It was horrible last night. I couldn't get to sleep.
No.
I mean, I'm dying anyway because I've got triple pneumonia at the moment.
Where have you picked up that?
Triple pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Where have you got that?
I don't know.
And what exactly is triple pneumonia? I mean, I've heard of pneumonia.
My nose is running, my throat's sore.
Yeah.
Some people call it a cold, but it's fine.
Man flu.
It's fine. No.
It's well beyond man flu. It's quite clearly terminal.
If you told me,
I'm getting that as well.
Yeah. I'd have brought my special man flu tablets for you. I've still got some at home.
Have you?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. But I couldn't sleep last night.
No.
It was so hot.
Well, nobody can.
Yeah.
Nobody can. So, Emma, you were saying your two-year-old has decided to just to snuggle up to you just for a bit of extra bodily warmth.
Hot water bottle than he is. Yes. Yeah, he has. Bless him. So none of us are sleeping.
Good. There was some controversy earlier about what I would be wearing on the show today, shirt-wise, because I wore a bit of a flamboyant shirt last week. And I did happen to mention that it wasn't the shirts that you should worry about, it's what I was wearing
the
underneath.
Yeah.
Which has responded, with Neville has sent a little gif of Pooh Bear singing a song about life's too short for pants, basically. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Which is rather good.
Yes, your wardrobe has been the source of much amusement. Jules has been tweeting in as well with some.
She has. But talking about heat, it's getting to ridiculous levels, isn't it? Yesterday evening, after all the kids and everything had gone in to have something to eat and what have you, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to sneak. I've got a swimming pool. I was going to sneak into the pool and have a nice cool down and a bit of a leisurely swim with no one around. And I got in the pool. It was blooming boiling. Mm. It was 30-odd degrees in the pool. It was a bath. Mm. It wasn't a swim at all. Ridiculous. And you were saying you went paddling in the sea and it was warm.
And a pint, and it was the same. It's incredible.
Was that down Broadstairs?
Yeah. I've never known the down at Just Bay. I've never known the sea that warm. It's
climate
absolutely
change,
gorgeous.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. So, if you live near water, obviously you're that bit luckier. But I mean, getting to sleep at night, I'm someone that has a cold shower. I mean, a freezing cold shower just before I go to bed. If you can bear it, and then that cools you right down, and then you've got a window of about 20 minutes to fall asleep before your temperature rises again, and you're either back in the shower or you're resigned to not sleeping at all.
Yeah.
So that's my top tip, a freezing cold shower.
Why not just sleep in the shower?
A little bit uncomfortable, I think, a little bit uncomfortable.
Nah, it'd be fine.
Anyway,
I've had a tweet from Joanne Fraze, and she says, I'd love a shout-out and congratulations to Select Technology, as they have been voted in the UK top 20 for managed service provision of IT services. 300 globally world-class services. I knew I'd made a good move by joining them. Have a great show, and hello to everybody. And she sent you a kiss as well.
Sent me a kiss?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, there's four of them here, so.
Oh, thanks. One each.
Yeah.
And you miss out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a shame.
So thank you, Joanne, and many congratulations. That's brilliant. Fantastic.
Well done.
Yeah, go on.
Despite the fact that a lot of people are on holiday and the schools have just broken up in Kent, although they seem to have broken up in Ireland about a month ago because everybody from Ireland was in Lanzarote last week when I was there.
They'd all come to see you, mate.
There is a lot of networking going on.
What, in Lanzarote?
No. Probably. Networking's going on everywhere. But if you're in Kent and you want to go to some networking, Brian Wakefield was on the show, wasn't he, last time round?
Mm.
Brian runs a networking group called BBN. It's a pay-as-you-go networking group. They've got a meeting on Thursday at Dartford. Are you off to that, Adrian?
This Thursday?
Yeah, at Dartford? At the football club?
No, I'm not due to go to that one.
Okay, I am.
As you always are.
And if you can't make that one, then there's one next Wednesday at Bromley. Because
I shall be flying over to Spain then.
Will you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there'll be two of us there anyway. So if you'd like to join us.
I've got an idea. Why don't you and Brian go to Lanzarote? Because that's where everyone is.
Yeah. So
we're here, guys. Yeah. It's networking time.
Yeah, international networking.
So if you're feeling lonely because everyone's on holiday, rest assured you're not the only one.
But funnily enough, talking about international networking, we have actually pulled that off. A couple of weeks ago, I had Tim and Margreth on the show.
Yes.
And Tim and Margreth were a couple on
DIY
Return to the Chateau DIY.
Mm.
They got a Chateau Delis in Picardy, and they were on the show. And we've arranged networking there for September. We are actually going to do a slope-off Friday lunch at their chateau.
Very nice.
How are we going to get
home?
Say?
Who cares?
I wonder what I'm doing that day.
Well, I'll be up for that.
Who cares?
Can I have a lift? Because you don't drink, do you?
Exactly, yeah.
Good, that sounds brilliant fun.
Yeah, so there you go.
Slope-off Friday with a difference.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Anyway, shall I tell you what we're going to do now?
Bit of tunage.
Yeah. We have a bit of tunage, and then when we come back, we'll kind of talk to our first guest, and our first guest is going to be young Adrian, isn't it?
I like the theme.
I like the young
bit. Summer Breeze.
Oh, yeah. The Isley Brothers.
Yeah. Eh? Wonderful.
Eh? Do you like it?
Should we go outside?
I never knew how I thought of this.
Thank you. spice of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed. Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker
with Paul Andrews.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 24th of July, with me, Paul Andrews, and Mr. Marvellous Martin White. That was a bit of the Isley Brothers. Did you like that?
I did.
Summer breeze.
Very, very much on theme. Adrian, you wanted to say something about the weather, didn't you?
It's hot.
It's hot. We've forgotten.
Oh, they had to stay out the sun?
Yes.
Yeah, just stay indoors. Yeah.
That's the latest advice.
Yeah, that's the latest advice.
We were just talking about that, weren't we? The government have advised us to stay indoors and stay out of the sun, which is pretty much the advice they give us during the winter when we're supposed to stay at home out of the snow as well.
Close all the windows, keep all the heat in.
Yeah, exactly.
Close all the curtains and just sit in darkness.
With a duvet on. But it would cure the obesity problem.
They would actually,
In 50 years' time, we're going to be like Singapore, aren't we? In Singapore, you can move from your apartment to your air-conditioned car to your shopping mall to your office.
It's going
to
be hot
without ever having to go outside. It's incredible. Yeah. And you think, what's all the fuss about, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Welcome back. Anyway, we've got three great guests to talk to you. And we're going to be talking to Mr. Adrian Dante very shortly. Before we do that, I'm going to get Martin to either read a tweet or an email, and then we'll...
Well, on a serious note...
Oh, no, here we go.
On a serious note, there will be some employers out there who are thinking, crikey, I've got some of my staff are making noises about it being too hot at work, and, you know, they want to kind of relax the dress code and all sorts of stuff. Simon Morgan from the HR department, who was on with us a while back as well, has just written a really useful blog all about, is it true you don't have to stay in the office if it gets too hot?
Mm.
And in that blog, he gives some really useful tips about, you know, the myth of, you know, will do I need to send staff home if it's too hot? Can I wear what I want in the office if it reaches a certain temperature? So he's kind of debunking a lot of myths around the subject of it being too hot to work. So if you're interested in that as an employer and you're not quite sure where the law is, have a look at that blog. He's just published it on in the community section of Supply My Business. So is it true you don't have to stay in the office if it gets too hot? Question mark.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Bucket of water?
Cold shower?
Goat.
Bucket of water?
Yeah.
Staff benefit? Do you have to declare that on a PLMD? Anyway. Cool. So thank you for that. I'm going to do one. We were talking about Terry Botfield earlier.
Yes.
I just want to tell you about a couple of things that Terry's got coming up with his Marsh Networking Group. He's got Marsh Networking Over Breakfast, 26th of July. That's Thursday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the Ship Dimchurch, and it includes a full English breakfast. That's at 7:45 in the morning.
And it is a quality English breakfast.
Is it?
Well, it's a lovely pub, that.
Black Pudding.
Dimchurch. The people that own it actually own a very famous pub in Rye as well.
Mm.
Can't remember the name of it. It escapes me. But their son now runs the Ship at Dimchurch.
It would probably be the George.
It is the George.
Yeah.
It is the George.
And the reason I say that is because they're very similar in decor.
Yeah.
We had our Christmas party at the Ship in Dimchurch, and I know the George in Rye quite well.
So they run a really tight ship. So it's a really
I see
nice
what you did there.
Pun, yeah.
Tight ship. Top punning, Martin.
Don't
top
give up
punning.
The day job.
Yeah. So that's the 26th of July, that's this Thursday at the Ship, Dimchurch, is Marsh Networking Over Breakfast, so do check it out.
There's a really, really exciting thing happening on Friday the 3rd of August. For anyone that is thinking about starting up a new business, and let's face it, a lot of people are all the time starting up new businesses, but
Can I just throw a stat at you? Because I think this is really important in digital technology, which the UK is one of the leading protagonists. There's a fintech or digital company starting up every 50 minutes in the UK currently.
Wow!
Right. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, they might well be businesses that have got backing and business plans and all sorts of stuff. I think the reality for the vast majority of small business startups is they've got nothing.
Mm.
They've got a skill, perhaps, that they've used as an employee in the workplace before. They've got an idea that they want to go into business for themselves. But in terms of the kind of the practical tools and toolkit that they need to do that, they've probably got very little. So on Friday the 3rd of August from 9.30 to 4.30 at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, there is a one-day business startup boot camp, which I think is a brilliant idea. And it says it will be jam-packed, full of practical tips, tools and activities to help you get your business up and running. So what a brilliant thing to be organising. I don't know if that's Maidstone Council that have organised that, or the Business Terrace in conjunction with...
Yeah, well, Maidstone Terrace is run by Maidstone Council.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
And I think the Terrace has just celebrated their birthday recently.
They have
well.
Indeed. Was it so, 3 years?
Yeah. It's a great a great collaborative working space. So to find out more about that and hopefully to register, I'm sure it's a free event. It doesn't say it's free, but I'm pretty sure it will be free. Go to all the W's, businessinmaidstone.co.uk/events.
Fantastic.
That's Friday the 3rd of August. That's next Friday. We're into August already. 9.30 to 4.30 at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. In fact, there's probably a lot of existing business owners that would get a lot of value out of that as well.
Absolutely.
Not sure how they sneak in, though. Maybe they just need to pretend.
Just look young.
I don't think they'll let me in, though, will they?
Adrian. Nobody lets you in anyway.
Hello. That's just on branding.
Talking of startups, did you see a startup called Improbable in Bristol? Started 9 months ago. The first British startup to be valued at $1 billion.
Wow.
Impressive.
What do they do?
Fintech.
Fintech. Okay, well, I think that's a big area. What exactly do they do?
I don't know, Martin. I haven't been down for a chat with them yet. I just know they're a fintech company.
Well done.
There you go. Do you know what? I think it's about time we actually talked to somebody sensible,
yes,
didn't we?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I'm fed up talking to you.
Yeah. You're just talking gibberish, so let's talk to Adrian.
Oh. Yeah. Are you introducing Adrian or shall I?
I am. I'm going to introduce Adrian. Adrian has been a good friend of mine on the networking circuit for a number of years now, and he works for MHA McIntyre Hudson. And Adrian actually runs the insolvency division of MHA in Kent, based in Maidstone. So
that's
welcome,
right.
Adrian.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you back, Adrian.
Yeah.
You have been on the show once before, but it was 1,000 years ago at
it
least.
Was. Yeah. Yeah. Things have moved on slightly then.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you're not looking any older, I must say.
No, that's very kind of you.
No, that's all right.
Get the pleasantries out of the way.
So, it's an interesting subject, this, isn't it? Because intrinsically, it's a negative thing, isn't it? Insolvency. Although, actually, it's not always that negative, is it?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah. But it all depends on the on the circumstances. I mean, it's made a lot of headlines over last year, over the last few years. Lots more people are aware of the different types of procedures and what can go wrong in a business, access to the internet, the information now that they can download, etc. But it still comes down to getting advice at the right time, and that's the message that we are continuing to send out amongst the other professions, whether it's legal profession, accounting profession, is to try and get clients to talk to us at an early stage. Because it doesn't necessarily mean an insolvency procedure, because there are other solutions, other financial solutions.
Right, so refinancing is actually a better way of describing it in many instances, but if it's done early enough.
I don't know if you agree with this, Adrian, but I kind of view this as the Nick Leeson approach, which is you're struggling... And what you keep doing is doubling down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you go, oh, you know, if I throw one more throw at a dice, we'll recover.
One more,
it will change. So people don't take action early enough.
No, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
But quite often, I'm sure, people just don't know what action there is out there that they can take. Mm. I mean, if you think about, if you've got a cash flow issue in your business, for example, if you've got a business with customers that actually makes money, but you've got a cash flow issue, then, you know, there are products and services out there that you can tap into with Adrian's help, if you go to him, that will enable you to carry on trading and overcome those cash flow issues. Yeah. If your business needs refinancing, and let's face it, how many businesses in their kind of early years don't need some form of refinancing and new capital injection, working capital injection? That's normal for most businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're afraid to put your hand up and ask for help, nobody's going to help you.
Absolutely.
I think this is a general thing, though, isn't it? Because when we talk about business for those that aren't involved in business or are just starting up all the rest of it, it's the same old story we give everybody. You know, you wheel these people out that are successful and they go, well, I spotted a gap in the market, I started a business, I made £1 million, I bought a yacht and I retired. Mm. And everybody goes, ooh, I wish I could do that. But, of course, that's not how it happened, not remotely how it happened. No. That's not how it always happens. Everybody has ups and downs and all the rest of it.
You're a good example of that, aren't you? Because you're very open with people when you talk about jobs in Kent. How long did it take you to get your first sale?
For 4 years.
4 years. Mm-hmm. So how did you fund the business for 4 years in the interim?
I had a job.
Right. So you owned a business for 4 years that didn't make any money.
No, it cost a fortune.
Exactly. So that's the reality for most businesses.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's just what you have to go through to get something up and running, isn't it?
Right. So it's logical that you're going to need to borrow money and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. But from your point of view, Adrian, what are the kind of things that people ought to look out for in their business that should start ringing alarm bells to say, do you know what, we ought to be talking to Adrian or someone similar?
Getting paid is the number one.
Right.
And that's the problem. I think in the good times when people getting paid on time, that's, you know, they don't think about what might happen in the future when people stop paying them because you've still got bills to pay yourself.
Yeah.
And you can't turn to the bank and say, oh, can I have an overdraft facility? Because I'm not, because the banks are not just going to do that. They're not going to just fund. So in terms of like cash flow is so important.
Can I'm smiling. Can I tell you a funny story about that? Many years ago, I had a business, not the one I've got now, a completely different business. And, We had some issues with people paying us, and we needed to take a big overdraft, like nearly £1 million, okay?
Right.
And I went to the bank, and I said, we need a big overdraft. And they went, really, why? And I went, well, we're not being paid. And they went, who owes you the money? I went, you do.
That is good. Yeah. But you touched on the point earlier about
business when you say not getting paid, is that, I mean, presumably businesses start off, what you're describing is a scenario where you have been paid by your customers, but perhaps you're not getting all the number of days it's taking them to pay you is kind of getting longer and longer.
Absolutely.
And actually that's now having an adverse effect on your business.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, obviously bad debts, I mean, exceptional situations when you get hit by a bad debt. That's why we're always trying to encourage businesses like to have plenty of slack in their cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly if we're trying to help them restructure through whether it's a formal a procedure. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of creditors out there don't really understand the commerciality of it and I just want every last penny from the surplus income. But if you look for, like, say, for example, hotels and pubs, the wear and tear on those businesses, you know, they need to replace carpets and some new painting, et cetera, et cetera. But their cash flow doesn't allow it.
Absolutely.
So they need to find a bit of slack. But
also it might just mean having a buffer.
Yeah.
So you've got an overdraft facility in place. It doesn't mean you use it every month.
No, absolutely.
But it's there.
Absolutely.
But what you were saying is if you go to a bank and you ask for an overdraft because you need it tomorrow, they're going to say no.
Absolutely.
But if you say, actually, I want to make provision for a potential cash flow issue at some point in the future, they're much more open to that.
Business plan is so important for that, to allow for eventualities. Mm. I just don't think that the business owners talk to their professional advisors enough.
Mm.
They might spend, a little bit of time from each year to do the accounts, but that's it.
Mm.
They should, if they spend a little bit more time looking at their cash flow, their stock levels, and their debt levels, etc.
So what we're not talking here, you see, this is great, isn't it? Because, and this is what I think, you know, what Adrian does for me is we need to turn it on its head and we need to focus on the positives. Because what he's talking about here is all good business practice stuff.
Yeah.
This isn't about winding up businesses. I mean, ultimately, there will be businesses for whom there is no alternative.
No, that's
right. But what we're actually talking about is getting good advice early so that you don't have to wind up your business.
Mm. And there are lots of ways of handling it. Many years ago, I was an investor in a business that kind of was on the brink of going pop. And we filed for whatever they call it, a CBA, whatever it was. Where basically you asked for your creditors to hold off and you offer them a certain amount of payment in the pound to pay it off and da-da-da-da. At that time, the Inland Revenue were being a pain in the bum because they were insisting on getting all their money or nothing and killing everybody else, which was stupid. And I can't for the life of me work out why they come first and not last, because they're the only ones that have never done anything. But there you go. Well, everybody else is losing money. Well, they haven't got anything to lose, have they? Anyway, we managed to talk people into allowing us to do that. And within 18 months, we had paid every penny, not just what we offered. We paid all the original money that we owed everybody. Right. We paid every single person back and made the company viable and sold it lock, stock and barrel for a reasonable amount of money to another company. So it is possible to turn around pretty poor situations.
Absolutely.
But you need help to do that.
If there's viability of the business, if it's there, then there are... Yeah. Our ways of doing it in terms of refinancing and restructuring.
Yeah.
But I mean, one of the things, you know, going back to not being paid by customers, I mean, I used to work for a French cosmetics company. I used to run that business in the UK.
Yeah.
And when I joined them, one of the things I kind of did early on was go around and visit all the customers just to kind of find out, you know, what the lie of the land. And I said, well, I used to go to them. I say, why don't you pay us? You know, because you've owed us money for 60 days or 90 days or 120 days, some of them.
That's right.
And they said, well, you never ask us.
Yeah.
You know, so the number of businesses out there, they don't actually ask their customers to pay them.
That's absolutely spot on. I've seen that. And the other issue as well, and I've seen quite a number of examples recently, is companies have got their pricing wrong. Mm. Some are being too cheap. They haven't raised their prices because they're fearful of losing the business. But I think, well, there's no point in working for a pittance and then you end up going bust. Right. You've got to be competitive, and therefore you know, find out what your market competitors are doing.
Yeah. Just on that, because you are absolutely right, Adrian. And I used to work as a management consultant, and one of the things I would advise people would go, put your prices up, treble your prices, and they go, no. So, listen, if you treble your prices and one of your best customers go, I'm not paying that, you go, I wouldn't expect you to. Mm. As a favoured customer, you get our discounted preferential rates. Mm. It's easy. It's, you know, don't be shy about this. There's no point being in business and selling a product for more, for less than it costs you to provide
absolutely
it. It's
right.
ridiculous.
So, absolutely. I mean, clearly what's coming across here is Adrian is not the Grim Reaper.
No, absolutely.
He's actually...
been called worse.
He's actually someone that understands how businesses work and actually can help your business work with a little bit of kind of forethought on your part
absolutely.
In terms of, you know, putting your hand up.
I mean, on that note, Martin, we actually do produce papers in relation to early warning signs, knowing when to stop trading because of the because of the offences that can be committed by directors. You know, they think about the limited liability that they can hide behind, but in reality, there are claims that can be brought against them for various
negligence, I guess, and
misfeasance, wrongful
fraud,
trading,
and
sort of illegal dividends.
But I mean, the other thing about Adrian that's brilliant is because he's been doing this so long and because he's so well connected, he's a great signposter. So if a business needs a certain expertise or or help in a particular area, then Adrian can signpost those businesses to get that help as well. So actually, it just makes everything so much easier. A, he can identify the problems and the potential solutions. And B, he can then refer you on to someone that can help deliver that.
Absolutely right.
I want to kind of throw a couple of things at you, Adrian, just to get a feel for what's what. In your expertise and the vast amount of time you've been in the business.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I mean. He started as a 6-year-old. Do you see the rate of businesses getting into trouble and failing? Is that escalating? Is it going up?
It is
up?
Increasing.
Yeah,
sadly.
But also, we ought to temper that against the fact that we're starting more and more businesses.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
there are lots and lots of good things going on.
Yeah.
But the nature of our our economy,
yeah.
you know, there will be failures. And yeah. And trying to analyse what's gone on over the last 10 years, I mean, if you look at 2008, where the unsecured borrowing was up, I can't remember the figure, but we are sort of back where we were then. The problem is, though, the interest rates back then were higher and they plummeted, so everything just got pushed into the ground. Here we are 10 years on, and interest rates are not going to go down.
There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing to stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
And that's the worrying thing, is that prices are increasing. Dare I say Brexit? I mean, we can only use the word uncertainty on that front, but I'm sure we'll touch on that a little bit later on.
Mm.
And it's becoming very, very serious, and it's... And also, depending on sectors and where you are in the country, I think, to be fair, London and the South East generally is sort of but the trend.
Mm.
And I think historically that's been the case as well. But we're seeing an increase in inquiries over the last month or so.
Mm.
It's fairly quiet. I mean, obviously making the headlines, all the big CVAs of the big retailers that were taking place, and people just assume that was all filtering down into the small and mid markets, which hasn't been the case, but that could well change.
I did make the point yesterday. I wonder how much you can buy Poundland for.
99p.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's an example. The competition in that particular sector
it's
is
ridiculous.
So fierce.
Yeah,
you know?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's probably the worst business model of all time, isn't it? Expensive premises on a high street selling things for 99p and a pound. It's just ridiculous.
I know, absolutely. And you would think they'll just go on forever. But even them shops, because the rent and the rates. And talking about the high street generally, and we were talking before we was on it. Yeah, I've got my own theory and my own opinion about what's happening. Everyone talks about the internet, and whilst that is a major contributing factor, but I think a lot of these businesses, these big high profile retail collapses, a lot of them haven't reinvested their profits into the business at all, and shareholders just taking the money out and the company, and they just allowed them to drift. You look at British Home Stores, you know, at the back end, you walked into it and it was tired looking, you didn't know what they were selling, and things that even my children say, you know, it's not very attractive, and it's got liquidation written all over it.
And
I think that's what's and I think that's what's happened. I mean, of course, you know, parking costs in the town centres, the rent and the rates is just unbelievable.
But you're absolutely right, Adrian. But the thing is, that's all about business planning and about business strategy and about knowing where you are. You know, you're sitting there and you're going, right, these are my costs, and my costs aren't getting cheaper.
No, that's right.
They're getting more expensive for all these reasons, my customer base is dwindling for these reasons. You know, they can't park, the competition from the internet, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah. What shall I do? Do you know what? Nothing.
Yeah.
He's not the answer, is he?
Absolutely.
You know, you've really got to respond.
Pace of change is a challenge for a lot of businesses, isn't it? It's particularly these enormous, kind of quite cumbersome corporates. I mean, the pace of change in the marketplace.
Well, that's right.
And you're absolutely right. And it makes it harder and harder to keep up. And that's why collaboration becomes so much more important these days. You know, in my own business with Jobs in Kent, when we launched 20 years ago, we were brand new. We put everybody else out of business. All the local papers hated us, because we were a new business. But we're now coming under pressure from new upstarts coming into our business doing new things. And we can't sit there anymore going, we're cool and funky and, you know, state of the art. And they're all going, okay, granddad, thank you. You know, so we have to respond. And luckily we've managed to partner with Google, and we're now a partner with Google Jobs. So, you know, if you advertise with us, your jobs get on Google as well. But you've got to keep innovating. You have to keep doing it.
Yeah,
you just can't stop. You know, one of my favourite stores, Waitrose and John Lewis Partnership, have got a huge problems at the moment. They made zero profit last year. Zero.
Well, they've got expensive staff, haven't they?
Well, they have, but they own the business, and, you know, they're actually quite a forward-looking store, and they're not cheap either, are they? Either in food or in homewares or whatever. But they're still struggling, and that tells you something. Interesting. So, Adrian, you see this rise in the number of businesses getting into trouble. Mm. I think you nailed it straight away with people's cash flow management is appalling. Mm. And part of that is laziness. Part of it is people don't know what to do. And an awful lot of it is fear. Yeah, people, especially small businesses, they don't like turning their customers off.
No, that's absolutely right. And there's a lot of pride at stake. If you look at family businesses, for example, you know, and have gone through succession, you know, and it gets to a point, especially, you know, there's a couple that we've been looking at recently, and it's very difficult because it's emotional as well. And it's their livelihoods are at stake.
So does that mean that they're at a point where they can't see the wood for the trees?
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally, they're so blinkered. We've got years and years, decades of history here. You've got to carry on, and they can't actually see a way out because of that. Or
I think people that I talk to, I'd be interested in your view on this, Adrian. I think what it is people don't grasp the enormity of the situation they're in. They look at it and they go, "Nah, it's temporary. Yeah, it was okay a 3 months ago. It'll be all right in 3 months' time." And it's like this story of the slowly boiling frog, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they're just sat there in a saucepan full of gently boiling water, expecting it to get colder, and it ain't going to happen.
No, that's right. Sadly, there's a lot of delusion, I think, as well, in terms of what you're saying. But also, I think, you know, in the current modern world we live in, people want fast. They want money fast, and they want to work. You know, they want to get the money in quick, and then have the lifestyle to go with it.
Yeah.
We're seeing the rise now of what we call lifestyle directors.
Yeah.
Now, these are directors. They're young. They're bright. Yeah, and they know what they're doing, and they know all the tricks of the trade as well. And but they've got nothing to show for it. They spend. If they're spending other people's money and then they fail, and then the creditors obviously get upset, but there's nothing they have to repay us.
And, as an angel investor, I see that more and more and more and more. People come ask me to invest in a business.
Yeah.
You put money into it, and then what they do is they spend the money.
Yeah.
They'll go out and buy an Apple Mac, a leather armchair, a company
there
car.
You go.
And you go, hold on a minute. Hold on, I've got to pick a minute. What about investing in the business?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we've got to get comfortable first, and I need to pay my mortgage, get a job then. Mm. You know, you see that more and more.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with crowdfunding and all of that, it's very easy to blast your way through other people's money and build a lifestyle.
Yep.
But not build a business.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
People want all the trappings before they get their business onto a level where it's sustainable.
Yeah. I'll tell you my millennial joke.
Go on.
friend of mine's got a daughter at university. She's in her second year, and she's looking for interim work during the summer holidays. So if anybody needs a managing director, she's available.
I mean, it is true, though. I was with a friend on Saturday. We were having a barbecue, and I said to his daughter, she's going to graduate next year. I said, she's on a work placement or part of her degree at the moment, a year out working in a business. I said, oh, that sounds like it might be an opportunity to kind of go full-time there afterwards. And she said, but I don't think they're paying enough. You know, and you think, crikey, you know, it's your first job. I mean, I remember my first job. I think my rent in London was as much as my net take-home. I don't know how I survived, actually, but I did on nothing. So that's just so times haven't changed, have they? You know, it's still, when you're starting out in life, in other words,
absolutely.
You know, it's tough.
Absolutely. I won't tell you what my first week's wages were.
Well, it was a long time ago.
It was.
Was that before we went kind of the swap over? None of us would understand it anyway.
It's in shillings and pence. It was actually. Yeah, I did a 12-hour shift. I did a 12-hour shift for £8.10 and £8.06 a week. There you go. Anyway, coming back to Adrian.
Yeah.
Adrian, from your point of view, what do you want people to do? Look for the warning signs. Yeah, and then contact you.
Well, not directly. I thought I would be able to come. Well, I've got great staff. You know, Catherine, Aaron, because I'm out and about, and obviously seeing businesses, and they have to they probably do the work actually. And
that's going to be your blog, by the way.
What,
you know, you're going to supply us a blog shortly.
Yes,
the warning signs.
The warning signs.
The warning signs.
Done it.
For your business.
Absolutely.
So let's get that published.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And get that out there.
Okay, we'll break that down a little bit, because I don't want people to start slitting their wrists or anything like that.
Well, I mean, just going back to what we were saying, though, for me, the focus needs to be on the positives.
Yeah.
of talking to somebody like Adrian rather than the negatives. It's only a negative if you leave it too long and he can't help you.
That's it's like anything, isn't it? If you don't go to the doctor soon enough, it gets worse, doesn't it? It don't get better.
No,
so, but if you go early enough, you catch something and you get it sorted early.
I'm seeing my dentist on Friday.
Are you?
2:30.
Oh, dear. That isn't even a joke, is
boom,
it?
Boom.
I've been hanging around with you too long, haven't I?
Yeah. Adrian, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Really interesting. Give us a shout for your website so that people can go and have a look and find out what you do.
www.mcintyrehudson.co.uk.
Fantastic, mate. Thank you so much, Adrian.
Cheers.
Do stay with us for the rest
absolutely.
Of the show. But for the moment, Adrian Dante of McIntyre Hudson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
brilliant.
Adrian.
Thank
brilliant.
You. We're going to go over and join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly for a news and update. And then when we come back, we've got two fabulous extra guests that we're going to talk to. And I'm going to send Martin out to make a cup of tea, basically. That's what I'm going to do. So I'll tell you what, let's go over and join the Channel Radio newsroom right now.